Hey, it's Mackenzie. I'm here at Outside Lands 2019 with Hosier.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very well.
Okay. You're playing tonight on the Sutro stage at 7:30.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling? Excited?
Yeah, I'm good. Good. I'm just loving the scenery. I got to say, I'm loving the setting.
It's like, is this your first time at Outside Lands?
I believe it is. Yeah, I believe it is.
So okay.
I'm loving the fog. I'm loving the trees. It's like fresh air. It's like
It is really fresh. Yeah. And sooner or later, the fog will really start rolling in. But right now, it's pretty perfect.
Yeah.
You've played music festivals before, right?
One or two.
So how is it performing at a music festival versus your own tour?
It's always different. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, you kind of, there's no sound check. And so sometimes things happen and you just gotta, roll with it. And then of course there's like outside, there's like weather, etc. So we just did Edmonton Folk Festival. A lightning storm passed overhead. We had to chill the set.
Oh no.
Now it was a beautiful setting. We got to do a whole set while lightning and thunder rolled
that sounds pretty
us.
Cool.
But it was, you know, stuff like that happens. So you never know.
You just gotta roll with it. It's all part of the game.
Yeah, which is exciting and fun as well.
Yeah. So your sophomore album, Wasteland Baby, came out earlier this year.
Yeah.
It's really great. I love
it.
I really do. But it was a long time coming. It was about 5 years since your first album came out. Is that right?
Yeah, it took a minute.
And off your first album, Take Me to Church, that took off. So why such a long break in between?
I was touring for a long, long time, I suppose. I needed that time to decompress. I had stuff at home that I felt I had to be there for. And also wanted to take my time with the work and make sure that it was right and it felt right. And it was just, there was some songs I wanted to get right. And yeah.
Well, I think everything worked out the way it was supposed to.
Right. Happy days.
On this album and also the EP you released before, Nina Cried Power, you worked with Mavis Staples on the track Nina Cried Power, which is also on Wasteland Baby.
Yeah.
And you also worked with Booker T. Jones.
Yeah.
And he produced a lot of your second album, right?
He was Booker T. Jones. I co-produced certainly the songs that Booker T. were on with Marcus Drabs. But Booker T. Jones, he joined us and was playing organ in studio, which was marvelous. And so, but he produced all of the first songs I ever played in front of a crowd. So I used
to,
the first band I was ever in we used to cover Booker T and the MGs. We used to cover a lot of his Stax repertoire. So he would have arranged a huge amount of like other Stax House band hits, you know, Otis Redding and Sam and Dave, etc. Which is some of the first music I ever covered. And so to work with him was just an absolute, it was a dream. He's a genius.
How did that come about, you working with him?
When I was on the previous tour, I don't know how I ended up on his radar. I believe talking about him in interviews and kind of, you know, I got a message on Twitter saying from Booker T's account saying if there was if an opportunity arose to work together, it'd be pretty sweet. And I was blown away by that. And so when the conversation came for this record and we were talking about possible Hammond organ players, Marcus Drabs had asked me, do I know any? And I was like, let's chance my arm here and then just see if Booker T would be up for joining us for a few songs.
And look what happened.
Yeah, it was a dream. He's a man who's a genius and an absolute gentleman as well.
That is incredible. That is a huge accomplishment, I would say, to be able to work with someone like that.
I was thrilled. I was absolutely.
Did you learn anything working with him?
I did actually. Watching the man play, like the way he voices his progressions and the way he grows his performance. He's an incredibly lyrical player as well when he's soloing. He's a very, very lyrical player. This is such a definite sort of melodic line. He really makes the thing sing, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Excellent. Wasteland Baby has been described as sort of like love songs for the end of the world. Is that what you set out to make a record about?
I don't know what I set out. I was definitely just trying to kind of channel, I suppose, certain feelings of, you know, our particular age of anxiety. So
sure.
just kind of confronting a lot of those things and making them, making them about the personal experience, I suppose. So, and then, in some cases, imagining the worst case scenario and hoping that there's something sweet at the end of it, or something sweet at the center.
I'd like to think there is.
Yeah, let's hope so, yeah.
I'm so excited to see your set tonight. I've actually never seen you live, so I'm really looking forward to it. I've been wanting to for a long time, so I finally found my chance.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to it. Have a wonderful show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for meeting with me today.
No, thank you.
It was a pleasure. Have a great time here at Outside Lands.
You too.